100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Broadcasting from Bershani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bershani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half wheels will clean. My topic tonight is, are you walking in your purpose? Now, the way I define purpose is what God placed you on this earth to do. Are you walking in that? Or are you just existing? Are you just living? Or are you just making day-to-day ends meet? Let me tell you, I am walking in my purpose, and I thank God for it every day. When you're walking in your purpose, the reason God placed you on this earth, you will be such a blessing to others. That's what he put you here to do. To be a blessing to others. He didn't put you here to be getting what you get for yourself. He put you here to bless your fellow man. Now, how many people that you know is blessing their fellow man? We live in a very selfish, selfish world, and everybody is out for themselves. They're not thinking about what's happening to you or your family. It's about what they can get. But they must be the most miserable people on this earth to have an attitude to just think of themselves. That is not the reason God put you here on this earth. He gave each of you a gift, and you need to find out what your gift is. Now, I talk a lot, and that's why I'm on this radio show, because that's one of the gifts God gave me. To talk and be a blessing, to let you know how to live your best life. He instilled that in me. I have several other gifts, but you have to find that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, he gives you a lot of gifts. So the gift that you will work for without getting paid for it, that's going to be your calling. Okay, you'll do it and don't care whether you're getting paid to do it. And that is how you will know what God put you on this earth to do. Now, I've been thinking over the last week, as I did my broadcast last week, I talked about the vaccine that they're having us take. And lo and behold, guess what? Today, the news is broadcasting there's another virus coming after this Delta variant. So I want to ask you, how is this happening? We're getting storm after storm after storm. We're getting virus after virus after virus. A lot of negative things are going on in this world right now. So, as I told you last week, I personally feel we're in the end times. And if you don't know God, today is the time to get to know him, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. So you have to make your mind up today where you will spend your eternal life. I sit and I think about how many of my classmates are dead and gone. And that just happened in a matter of 3 years. They're no longer on this earth. And I would have never believed that they would be gone so soon. So it's not the time to play around with your eternal life. It's time to make a decision where you're going to spend it. And you can't put it off thinking you got tomorrow, or you can't put it off thinking you got next week. Tonight is the time to make that decision, because God may take you tonight. And then where you're going to end up, you won't have a clue. So it's really been on my heart to let you know it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready, because the world as we know it today, I think, is coming to an end. That is what I feel. That is what I believe, that God is on his way back. And we will not know this world as we know it today. As a matter of fact, I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready for him to come back, because this world is off the chain. I've never seen so much negative things going on in my lifetime. But if you haven't started reading the Bible, just go to Revelations if you don't believe what I'm saying. Revelations will give you the sign. And you have to read the whole chapter of Revelations. And then you will see that we are definitely living in the end times. It scared me to death. I got saved after I read Revelations, because I'm like, look, I can't go to hell. I have to be in heaven with Jesus. So I got saved real early. So I'm challenging you tonight, if you haven't read the chapter of Revelation, to get in that word tonight and read it until you understand it. But as I always told you, you have to be born again to get the understanding. Because the Bible tells you, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So you can read it, but you may not understand it. Also, I suggest that you read the New Living Version, because it doesn't have all those I's and the language of the King James back in the day. So get a version where you can understand it. But before that, get born again. Before you start reading it, ask God to come into your life, give you the understanding, so when you get ready to read it, you will not have a doubt that we're definitely living in the end times. I wasn't saved when I read it, so it's like I said, it scared me into salvation. I hurried up and got saved and asked for forgiveness of all my sins, because the things in that chapter will really and truly blow your mind. And God didn't put you on this earth just to live. He put you on this earth to be a blessing to others. I mean, you got a lot of rich people. They do a lot of good things. You know, they come back and help people that in their neighborhoods. And that's a blessing, because they could get all that money and say, I'm not going back there. Those people were mean to me. A lot of negative things happened to me in that community. So I'm not going back and give them a penny. But thank God they got the blessing, and they are blessing other people. And the thing about it, they don't go around and brag about their blessing other people, but they do it because they have God in their heart to not see people suffer like they had to suffer coming up. So that in itself is a blessing. Because the Bible tells you, he'll make you rich without sorrow. So when you become rich, it's not any sorrow attached to it. You know what you need to do with that money, and that is to bless other people. Now, I grew up, they told me all the time, you know, money is the root of all evil. But they left out the word love of money. So that in itself was deceiving. Very, very deceiving. because I thought we were never supposed to be rich. Because if we got rich, we were going to hell, because they took the other part of the scripture about the rich man that asked Jesus, "What must I do to be saved?" And he said, "Give away all your stuff." So he went away sad because he had a lot. But you know what? He ended up in hell because he did not realize the essence of what Jesus was telling him. Because he tells you to put nothing before him. So the man did not want to give up his riches. So he ended up in hell, according to the word. But now if he would have listened to Jesus and gave away everything he had acquired, he would have had eternal life with Jesus. And he would have had joy, unspeakable joy. But he let his personal possessions take him to hell. And you don't want to do that. Because hell is not a good place. Hell is not a good place. And you truly, truly do not want to go there. You do not want to go there. You want to spend your eternal life in happiness and peace. No more sorrows, no more crying. You want to walk on those streets of gold. You want to live in your mansion. If you didn't get one here, you're going to have one in heaven. And I can just picture those golden streets and those mansions up in heaven. I can just imagine how beautiful that would be. So, like I said, I'm challenging you tonight. Get born again, as I always tell you. Ask God to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you for all your sins. And read the chapter of Revelations so that you will have an understanding of how you need to live in these end times. Because that's really going to determine your eternal life. It's some very, very scary stuff in there if you're not saved. I'm telling you, like I said, you'll be running, falling on your knees, asking for forgiveness. If you're not saved, you really will get saved after you read that chapter of Revelations. Because there's some very, very scary things that's going to happen before this world ends as we know it. And get your children saved. Don't forget about them. Get them saved. You should want them to go to heaven too. So it's not a matter of just getting you saved. You need to get your children and all of your unsaved family members, get them saved. Now, grown people, it's the hardest thing to get them saved. But children, you are responsible for them. So you can get them saved because they do have to listen to you. A grown person doesn't have to listen to you, because they have the right to make which choice and which way they're going to go. But as the Bible says, teach your child up in the way he should go, so when he gets grown, he will not depart from it. And even if he does, he will come back to it. So that's been heavy on my heart this week, to let you know to find your purpose. Why God placed you on this earth. And begin to walk in that purpose. Begin to walk in it, because time is winding down. Time is winding down. And as the old people used to say, you do not want to get caught with your work undone. Because if you do, you know where you will be spending eternal life. Jesus came back to show us love is the greatest commandment he gave us. We have to love our enemies and the people that despitefully use us. It's sometimes hard But he will give you the strength to love those people that's hurt you, misused you, and abused you. I was just reading an article on Tyler Perry this week, and he went through a lot as a child. But God was with him. Even though he may not have known God at the time, God still was with him. And look at him today. He is a very giving person. He's made people laugh because laughter is good for the soul. And God placed that gift in him to give the world laughter. And I know he be laughing every time he go to the bank, okay? But he never gave up faith. Even though all the struggles he went through and all the hatred he went through, God was with him. And God never left him. And look at him today. He's going around the world as well, telling his testimony. Because he really got one. He went through a lot. Oprah went through a lot. But God was with them. And he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto you, unto me. And that's exactly what they did. They lift people up with the gifts that God gave them. They're walking in their purpose. They're walking in their purpose. Regardless how you feel about them, they are walking in their purpose. They are using those gifts that God imparted in them to make this world a better place. So the things I challenge you with today, again, get born again and read Revelations. And love your fellow man. Those are the three nuggets I want to drop on you. Get born again. Read Revelations. And love your fellow man. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Again, I thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I hope you take these nuggets to live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have wheels, will clean. Also, don't forget to go to LindaMonroe.com and get my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It will be a blessing to you. And if you don't like to read, guess what? I'll read it to you. I have it in audio version as well for you. It would truly be a blessing to you. So until next time, be blessed. All is well. God loves you, and so do I. Stay tuned next week. Same time, same station.
100% owned and operated. Bashani Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!